Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. It's day two here in the new KVOI studios, AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We are off to a terrific start with the new studio. We posted a picture on my Facebook page. If you'd like to follow us, it's Bill Buckmaster on Facebook, and had some great response to what people saw with the new studio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Bob Dio is my engineer and producer on the other side of the glass. And Bob, it feels like you're a football field away. You know, in the other studio, it was literally a broom closet. And there was a certain advantage to that. I kind of felt really cozy, and you were like an arm's length on the other side of the glass. So it was like, you know, I was talking to you. Now it's like you're on the 20-yard line and I'm at midfield or something. But anyway, it is good to be in the new studios and on AM 1030 KVOI. We have our worldwide live listening. It's very easy to hear this program if you want to do a live, what we call in the business, live stream. You can go to buckmastershow.com. That would be my first preference for you because it takes you to our fine website of buckmastershow.com. And of course, KVOI.com has the live stream. All of our programs we archive and of course have the podcast. We've got just about eight full years of shows archived on my website, buckmastershow.com. And the live line number, if you'd like to join us, 790-2040, 790-2040 for your comments. First half hour, we're going to be talking with TUSD, Tucson Unified School District's newest governing board member. It's a five-member board, in case you don't follow it closely. The newest board member is Layla Counts, and Layla, in the most recent election, was the top vote getter. And she is no stranger to education. Layla is a fourth generation teacher with deep roots in the TUSD district. Her grandmother and mother work there, and she's a TUSD parent. She works as a professional development instructor for educational best practices, which keeps her in touch with the concerns of educators throughout Southern Arizona. I had hoped that she would be with us here in the brand new studio today, but she is a mom and she's at home. She's got a youngin' who is needs some care, is at home sick, but she is with us on the live line. Layla, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations. You were sworn in a week or so ago. What are some of your impressions? You know, that first meeting, I think it was your first meeting. Maybe it was, where the new board president was chosen. That got a little bit contentious. But overall, what are some of your thoughts? Is this kind of the way you thought it would be?
This is the way I thought it would be. I've been watching TUSD board meetings as a parent and audience member for about a year and a half, pretty closely now. And it's a totally different feeling being on the other side of that dais and really feeling the work that needs to be done and the issues at hand, including some of the dysfunctional board dynamics. And so I wasn't surprised, but it was a different level of understanding, feeling it.
And you were kind of the swing vote here in the election of who would be running, who would be the president of the board, and eventually it was Dr. Mark Stegman. Why did you decide to go and vote for Mark as the board president?
Well, Mark was the only one that was willing to continue with the practice that had been set before I got on the board of a six-month term. And I really thought that in the long run that this is not ideal. We'd like to go back to the practice of having one-year presidential terms. But in the meantime, I thought it was a really good way to show board unity, that we can work together, that we are really here to serve our community, serve the students and educators and families of TUSD, and really not have it be about power games or anything other than just working together for our kids. So he was the only one after multiple motions that was willing to continue that. And he actually said that he's not only going to be open for discussion, which is what I was hoping that my other two fellow Democrats would be willing to do after the 6 months, but that he's actually going to step down. So that president position will be open up again in June, and we'll see. Hopefully we can start to work together at that point a little bit better.
But
I'm hopeful.
It is a standard kind of 1 year practice, but as per the Arizona School Boards Association policy, but there's nothing that says that he can't step down after 6 months, right?
Right, right. So the year prior, Michael Hicks and Mark Stegman split the year. And I'm not sure at that time why they decided to do that, but that was the practice that I came into I was hoping to continue with.
Well, you know, it is. You knew what you were walking into.
Yes.
I mean, as you say, you had been attending as a candidate. You were going to board meetings for a year, a year and a half. So you know this dynamic that is at play here. Is there some room, some thawing? Is there some room for compromise? Is that kind of what you're hoping for, Layla?
I'm really hoping for that, and I'm hoping that we can eventually get to the point where we are able to get to consensus more often. I think that this last week's board meeting, so the one after, actually this week, the one that was right after that presidential vote, was much better, and everybody was really a lot more respectful and professional than I had seen in the past. And we were able to get to some 4-1 votes and unanimous votes and at a lot higher rate than I've seen in the past. So I think that this strategy of really being diligent about the focus of fixing the dysfunction and working together is already working. So I'm committed to it.
I think it's encouraging that altogether a quarter of a million, 250,000 votes were cast.
Yeah.
I think that's great in the TUSD election. That's up about 42% from
right.
4 years ago. And you were the top vote getter with 70,000 votes. The next top vote getter was Mrs. Grijalva with 62,600. Were you surprised that you were the top vote getter? And what does that tell you, Layla?
I was surprised. I thought as a newcomer, it was going to be, I would be lucky to have even received the second place. So I was really surprised about that. I did work really, really hard. Had a really good group of dedicated friends that helped me out, other legislators and electeds that were canvassing for their election as well, and we would get together and knocked on tens of thousands of doors all through the summer. So I know that I put in the work and the effort, but regardless, I was still surprised at basically a landslide victory. So I was honored and surprised.
Well, it tells me people want change. Is that kind of the message you would get to?
I think so. That's the main message I got from the thousands of people that I spoke to in gathering my petition signatures and then knocking on doors. They really want that board to work. I think people understand that public education in Arizona is under serious attack and that we need to work together in order to save public education. And TUSD being one of the largest districts in the state, we are really under the microscope. If this doesn't work, I really fear for the future of public education, which, as you know, Bill, is really the only equitable system that we currently have that serves all children. And so I am super committed that my only allegiance is to our children and their families, and we have to work together. We can't continue down this negative path. People are ready for change. People are wanting the board to work. People have hope. And I think that is why I won with the margin that I did, because I was really clear in that message. And I was really clear that I was running independent from any sitting board member. And I think I was surprised, but I think that that helped a lot too, that I was going to be an independent thinker and not just have knee-jerk votes as a Democrat or falling into this camp or that camp, that I really am going to be coming at every vote and every decision in a really thoughtful and independent way. And I think people appreciate that. There was a lot of blowback, I think, from some either political insiders or people that are really, really connected to one of the divided sides at this point. But I received about double the amount of supportive letters and emails and messages, and from some really surprising, I was really surprised in some of the people that were in support of it.
All right.
So, I am comfortable with that decision. It was tough, but I think it shows a commitment that we're going to work together.
We're going to talk some more with Layla Count. She's on our KVOI 1030 live line, but first, I'm going to talk about my favorite bakery in town, and that's Mona's Danish Bakery. And Mona's is home of the Danish Kringle. If you've not had a Kringle, if you have no idea, let me just put it this way. It's a pastry that will just melt in your mouth. I mean, we had one, well, we actually had a couple of them down here at the studio. They vanished during the holiday season, probably within a couple hours, and we've got a pretty big staff down here, so that tells you something. I know Bob Dio, my engineer producer, said, Bill, this particular bakery product, this pastry, was different than anything he'd ever tasted. And he said it was just the freshness, the moist with the blueberry, and we also had one of the almonds, so just delicious. They've got them right now for you up at Mona's, including they also have a nice sandwich for your lunch. Go by Northeast Corner Swan and Sunrise. There's a link. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is their website. There's also a link at BuckmasterShow.com. We'll talk more about education in TUSD, the state's second largest school district, with the newest member of the TUSD Governing Board after we take a break. It's Buckmaster on AM 1030. We'll be right back. Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, tours daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is Buckmaster. I love that bump music. That's one of my favorite groups. That's the group America. And that's kind of the bridge that leads into, it's the Tin Man, isn't it, Bob Dio? Yeah, the Tin Man. I liked that song. I'll tell you something else I like, Green Things, my favorite nursery here in town. I like it because you not only get all your gardening supplies, and by the way, I need some roses. Jan and Jack, if you're listening, I'll probably buy this weekend. That's a 13-acre site over at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Randy Fenton Park. Zocalo is there, too, now. They've got all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America forever. Zocalo is, had a beautiful shop over at Country Club and Broadway, that area. Well, they've moved everything over to a Zocalo Village at Green Things. For more information, go to greenthingsaz.com. Layla Counts is the newest member of the TUSD, Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. TUSD is the second largest district in the state of Arizona, and like other districts around the state, there are all sorts of issues, certainly concerning the teacher shortage. In about a half an hour, we'll be talking with the newest member of the Arizona Board of Regents, Layla, Fred Duvall. And Fred is very much pushing this Arizona Teachers Academy. It's a program that allows some college students to get free tuition if they agree to stay in Arizona to teach after graduation. I think it's a great idea. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I am really familiar with the Arizona Teachers Academy. I know that Governor Ducey brought it up last year, but it was unfunded. So right now with our public institutions, universities and colleges really at being nearly zeroed out at the state funding level, we need the Teachers College to be a funded initiative and have a long-term and sustainable funding source for that. I am in complete support. I think it's a great idea. I have a lot of other ideas of how we can grow the next generation of teachers, even starting with our high schoolers in TUSD and partnerships with JTED, Pima College, the University of Arizona. So, and this the Teachers Academy is would also be a really great partnership for some of the ideas to address the teacher shortage crisis. But again, it has to be funded.
Substitute teachers, so their pay, I understand that's going to be an issue upcoming for you all.
Yeah, so we voted for it this last meeting, and we voted to give our substitutes that are working in the hardest to fill schools a rate of $145 a day. So we went even above and beyond what we had initially proposed at $135 a day. I think it's a great thing. I think that these schools, these hard-to-fill positions and these hard-to-fill schools are really critical. And we need to work on the problems in a really systematic and focused way. And I think bumping up those hard-to-fill positions to a much higher rate is a really, really smart move. And that was voted on unanimously by our board.
Are there any openings right now for in the classroom for permanent teachers? Last year, I think we were short 100, something like that. What's the situation this year?
So this year, it's around 80. Dr. Trujillo, our superintendent, has done a really good job of filling some of those positions. But again, it's a statewide issue, and we need to see increased salaries for teachers. We need to see per pupil funding raised by our state legislators and governor. We need to see school maintenance funds reinstated, and really just the whole entire educational system from preschool all the way up through the college and university level is really, really being starved. We're still starved. And so I stand with organizations such as AEA, Children's Action Alliance, and others that are really calling for a long-term sustainable solution to fix this education crisis we have.
How do we turn the whole feeling about TUSD? I think I'm searching here for talking about the brand. How do we make that brand more acceptable to the people of Tucson and the district?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and it's also a really complex one. As we know, bad news travels a lot faster than good news.
Yeah.
And I think that we had an open position for too long for our communications and outreach director. We have a wonderful woman working in that position now. I think she's doing a really good job to spread the message of why we're proud to be TUSD and the wonderful programs that we have and that the wonderful things that we are doing in our schools. So I think getting it out and then really in a professional and, like I keep saying, a systematic way, work on the issues that we do have and not bury our head in the sand, but recognize the problems that we have and work on them.
Did you set a goal for yourself after you were elected, something you would like to accomplish, Layla Counts, in your first year in office?
The teacher shortage crisis is a really big one for me, and doing that partnership with our university colleges and JTED and growing our own teachers is probably a huge priority, probably my first priority. Well, at least it's on an even level with getting our board functioning again.
Well, have you met, I'm sure you have, you kind of done some one-on-ones with the other four board members? I think I'm looking for the words relationship building here.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really critical.
Yeah, I have. I met with all of them after I was elected, and Adelita and I met just this week and had a really good conversation about working together and how we can move forward. I've spoken to Dr. Stegman on the phone, Rachel on the phone, and hoping that we can work on our relationship with all board members. I think it's really important to build that trust.
You've got a board budget that you'll be working on for the upcoming fiscal year. Preliminary look at that, or what kind of shape is the district in generally?
So I haven't had a chance to really sit down and comb through it yet. I know that we were looking at about $8 million shortfall. Dr. Trujillo really briefly stated that we don't have that level of shortfall anymore. I haven't heard the details on how that was remedied, but I'm excited to learn about that. I think that that's a huge accomplishment if we were able to get out of a $9 million or $8 million shortfall.
Layla Counts, thank you for, this is for really the first time I've had a chance to talk with you and figure out where you're at on some of these issues. And I do appreciate the time, and I look forward to having you one-on-one here in studio, and all the best to you.
Thanks, Bill. And I just want to let people know, if they'd like to reach out to me individually, my email that I open up to the public, LaylaCounts@gmail.com. Anybody can shoot me a message and I'd be happy to meet with people.
Indeed. Thank you very much. And I hope your young one feels better.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Layla Counts with us. She is the newest TUSD board member, visiting with her over the first half hour here of the Buckmaster Show. We're on AM 1030. It's Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We're coming up right on 1230. Coming up next, we're going to talk economic development with Joe Snell. Mr. Snell is president and CEO of the area's job creating organization known as Sun Corridor Inc. More on Buckmaster right after this. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual Travel Showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We're in day two of our brand new studios here. Boy, it's a delight to be in these great studios. We kind of moved out of the broom closet, and we're kind of now into the Cadillac, and it feels good. It's time for our CEO interview series presented on the Buckmaster Show by Sun Corridor, Inc., a transformative economic development organization representing one of the most dynamic and growing business centers in North America. Sun Corridor, Inc. is a CEO-driven regional alliance whose members aggressively champion mega regional issues that impact economic competitiveness and quality of life. The organization has helped to drive significant business investment into Tucson and southern Arizona through primary job creation, resulting in an economic impact of nearly $25 billion, that's with a B, dollars, with 155 company locates and expansions supporting more than 44,000 jobs. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line is Joe Snell. Mr. Snell is the Sun Corridor Inc. president and CEO. Joe, how are you?
Good, Bill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And 2018 turned out to be a very good year, didn't it, for economic development in southern Arizona?
It really did. You know, the last several years, we've finally, you know, started to shed those chains of the Great Recession that kept us bogged down for so many years, and started to see growth again and prosperity, and that you know, long time coming.
This Amazon, the new Amazon distribution center that's coming to the west side, this is very welcome news because this is now a second location, correct, here in Tucson for Amazon?
It is. We announced the larger of the two Amazon facilities, the fulfillment center, and that was last spring, I believe, and then this one we just announced will be a build-to-suit, one-of-a-kind, really, Amazon facility that will service the Tucson metro area. So, you know, we're hoping they come in twos and threes, but we went to work right after the first Amazon announcement to work on this next piece. So, yeah, it's a great addition. We're glad to have them.
Yeah. What about the site now? Was this is the southwest corner of Silver Lake Road and Interstate 10. This is really good for good access to the airport and the transportation situation, correct, Joe?
Exactly. Good access to the airport, good access for the goods and services coming in from Long Beach, up from Mexico. It's just a real important strategic location. Actually, both the facilities, location and access to road, and air and rail were critical.
Let's talk a little bit, Joe Snell, about when it comes to the competition, which, as we all know, in the economic development area, competition is fierce. How does Tucson stack up here in the early days of 2019 against our competitors?
Well, you know, it really depends on the project a little bit, but we went through a lot of work identifying which industries we can win at. So it's really about identifying the industries that we have strengths in. And so I think we compete very well, just evidenced by the last several years with the major relocations and expansions with Raytheon, Caterpillar's mining headquarters, Imperfect Produce, you know, Too Simple, we could go down the list. So I think we compete a fair amount, and that has been a watershed change. I would tell you maybe a decade ago, we weren't all that competitive. We're hyper-aggressive right now. We won't, I always guarantee people, we won't get out hustled as a region. And we have the recession really taught us some hard lessons. We work together very well. The state of Arizona, the Arizona Commerce Authority, Governor Ducey, the city of Tucson, Pima County, the community college, the university, all working together because we have a goal in mind. And that's been a big change. So I'd say we're really pretty competitive as we move forward.
We had the site selectors here. Was it last year, Joe, or was that now 2 years ago that they came?
We, both years. We've hosted them twice.
And what, different. What did we learn from that? And do you think that's going to pay off for us? When I say site selectors for our listeners, these are the people who decide on where some of these big groups may be relocating. So it's really critical to get to these people. Do you think we're going to see some dividends out of that?
We're seeing dividends. All those companies I've mentioned, most of them came from site selectors. Site selectors, you know, there's really 400, 500, 600 people that generate 90% of all the major relocations or expansions of corporations. You know, we're misunderstood. We're not a consumer business. I don't have to, you know, get the whole world to understand Tucson's important, just these 400, 500, 600 people that influence that. So we've spent a lot of time getting on their radar screen. I can tell you in the past, one of the challenges is we didn't have a bad reputation. They just didn't think of us as a business center.
Right.
So by hosting these folks, it put Southern Arizona on the radar screen. And yeah, we've announced several projects because of those relationships, and they usually come in batches. So we're going to continue to put a lot of effort into reaching out to those site selectors. And, you know, you get Caterpillar, and that leads to Amazon, because one begets two, two begets four, and they have some confidence in the region.
And we were thought of as a leisure center, and Visit Tucson does such a great job over there, Brent Durad and his team, Dan Gibson, the whole team. They're doing a terrific job. But Tucson had this reputation as a leisure center and not necessarily, as you say, a place for business, correct?
That's right. And you know, we've learned some lessons in the Great Recession. We weren't very aggressive. We were growing without putting a lot into it. And it's amazing what a good crisis will do. And it woke us up, and now we realize we have to go out and earn it. And I think we're doing a much better job. You know, my worry sometimes is that we just don't want to be complacent. We have to remember the pain we went through during the Great Recession and never forget that, so we don't return to those days.
I want to talk about this partnership that's developing with the Tucson Airport Authority. This has been a little bit under the radar screen, but I think it's very important. With that focus into the future, do you think that Tucson and the region, what's it going to look like in the next 5 years, Joe Snell?
Well, this partnership with the airport, we're really excited about it. You know, this is a great airport. The team over there does a good job. It's a well-run airport. Maybe the gap the potential was to do much more in developing the airport as a major commercial player for this community. So what we're getting involved in is helping connect those influencers and decision makers, because it's what we do with the airport to facilitate some good commercial growth. And I can tell you, you know, we've just launched this. We've already got quite a few companies that are interested in that airport region. It's a great airport sitting on a lot of land. You know, we've got some stuff like pilot shortages that are acute right now. And, you know, there's plenty of opportunity for pilot training and some manufacturing in that area. So we think this is going to be a very fruitful partnership going forward.
What's the footprint of that Tucson Airport Authority when it comes to acreage, and what kind of land are we talking about, Joe?
Well, I don't have any notes in front of me, but it's a significant amount of land, 4,000 or 5,000 acres. Now, you have to realize a lot of that is taken because of aviation, air service, that kind of stuff. But there are some room around that for commercial development, both inside the airport and then adjacent properties that we have to put our arms around. And with that, we have launched a blueprint, a plan, if you will, to address the opportunities at and around the airport, defining which infrastructure needs are going to have to happen to get us competitive. And, you know, when we went back to, you talked about the site selectors, one of the things that came up is they absolutely love Tucson, encourage us to market heavier and tell the story. One of the things they said, though, is you've got a lot of land. We'd like to see more speculative space built and getting more of your properties ready to go on a dime so that you can move in and start building and not taking it through platting and site planning and all that. So that's what we're doing is we've put together a group of about 25 leading stakeholders in the area to help define how we get that airport area ready for commercial development in a fast pace.
Well, something that doesn't come up a lot, Joe, is cargo aircraft coming in and out of Tucson. We could really grow that area, especially with this distribution center, the two centers with Amazon here.
Absolutely. So we're going to look at air cargo capabilities, increase manufacturing capabilities, because I think our airport, I said it before, I'll say it again, it is a gem, and we just need to leverage it a little harder.
Okay, in our final minute with you, so what do you see for 2019, Joe Snell?
Well, I'm still pretty bullish on our economy. Our pipeline is absolutely full. It's balanced. It's not driven by one industry or two. It's balanced across multiple industries with real strong companies in there. And so I'm projecting a real strong year in 19. I'm cautious because we operate down here as if we're going to head into recession in any time, because I want to be aggressive like that. And we do know that, the economy cycle. So we have got to remain aggressive. I'm concerned some of the stuff I'm seeing nationally. I hope that we don't have a self-induced recession because of policy. But other than that, we've got to continue to focus on some key stuff to keep competitive. We've got to get these roads fixed. Very disappointed that the bond issue failed. I don't know. I hope our policymakers can find a way to fix these roads because they're becoming a real detriment, continue to focus on skill development and all that. But for the near term, I still think we're going to have some good times ahead of us.
All right, Joe Snell, Sun Corridor Inc., President and CEO. Good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks See a lot. You. For more information Bye-bye. About Sun Corridor, visit suncorridorinc.com. We'll be right back with Fred Duvall, the newest member of the Arizona Board of Regents. It's Buckmaster on AM 1030, Tucson's most trusted voice for local news and talk. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot-tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is Buckmaster on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Day two in our brand new studios. And it's like a brand new car. You know, you're kind of getting used to it. And that has that new studio smell still, which is really nice. This portion of Buckmaster presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Just a 3-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the many great places to stay. And there's some really nice properties over there and several dozen recreation opportunities, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Now on the live line again we go. Fred Duvall is with us. Mr. Duvall, appointed by Governor Ducey as the newest member of the Arizona Board of Regents. That announcement and appointment came last November. Fred Duvall, a Democrat, ran against Governor Ducey in 2014 when the governor was first elected to office. Fred, how are you?
Good, Bill. Nice to be with you.
And you were invited by, you were the governor's guest, along with former Governor Bruce Babbitt, Senator John Kyle. I believe the three of you were front row and center at the State of the State address. And education played, and this must have been music to your ears, Fred, a prominent role in the governor's message this year.
It did. I was very pleased to see that. And in particular, I was there because he and I are collaborating to pursue this idea of a teacher's academy to produce more great Arizona teachers by forgiving their debt. And he highlighted that in the speech, and by putting me there indicated that he hoped, as I do, that we can get this done with bipartisan support.
How is that coming along, the Arizona Teacher's Academy, which is this program that would allow some college students to get free tuition if they agree to stay in Arizona to teach after graduation? What is the status of the program right now, Fred?
There are about 220 students currently participating in the program, but the program has not been fully funded, which is to say that we are able to support those teaching students thus far for a bit of their college career, but not all of it. And what we're going to seek to do this year is to step it up so that we can tell them every year that you are enrolled pursuing your teaching degree, we will relieve your debt so long as you commit to teach in the state of Arizona for at least 5 years.
What did the governor say in his speech about higher education? Was it brought up at all?
It was not brought up, generically. It was brought up specifically with regard to the Teachers Academy. This is his major thrust in the higher ed space this year. You recall that 2 years ago, he led an effort to create infrastructure funding for the universities. So, we've been a partner with the governor on a number of things in recent years, but the Teachers Academy is this year's agenda item.
And it is important to say that this is actually a return visit for Fred Duvall to the Board of Regents. You were appointed to the Regents in 2006 when Governor Napolitano appointed you to fill a seat that had been temporarily filled by Jack Jewett, former Tucson Medical Center executive, and then you stayed on for about 9 months. How's the board changed since you were last on board, Fred?
Well, it's been pretty much a complete turnover in the regents, so in that sense it's changed. We've got a new leader from Eileen Klein to John Arnold. Much of it is the same. Obviously, Michael Crow is still there. Much of the staff is still there. Most important change, I think, is Bobby Robbins. When I was there, we had a different president. Robert Shelton was still the president, but obviously President Robbins is now in his second year. I think he is extending his honeymoon. There is an enormous amount of enthusiasm for his skills and gifts and leadership. the quality of the strategic plan that they've just finished at the U of A. And so that's a big and important and very positive change, and looking forward to working with him.
What are the big challenges facing the Arizona's three public universities?
Well, you know, it won't come as any surprise to anyone that it's, of course, always about funding. We, as a system, took over $1 billion of state budget cuts through the difficult years of the recession. The math was brutal on everyone, and it was brutal on us. And we have still not dug ourselves out of that hole. And so that is far and away the biggest challenge. As the state moves into a surplus posture, you know, we hope that among the important competing demands that face the state and the legislators, that higher education is at the top of the list, and that we can restore some of those deep cuts. The other challenges really have to do with our what I would call our outputs. We need to make sure that we are constantly retaining a higher percentage of students, that a higher percentage of those that come to us end up getting a degree. Those are very, very important, I think, requirements for us and our obligations to the taxpayers. The community college dynamic is one where more work needs to be done. We want more community college students to finish their work at Pima or Maricopa or wherever and come to us because they are good students, and it's a more affordable way of ultimately getting to a four-year degree. So, you know, we've got a lot to do. We are reaching record enrollments. You know, we're approaching 200,000 students. It's really extraordinary. But the universities have never been more important in an innovation-based economy. Their success is critical to our success as a state and as a country. And so we've got to get this right, and that really starts with investment.
How about tuition this year?
I hope that it's as flat as possible. You know, tuition was a painful remedy to the budget cuts. And it is, you know, tuition is now pricing our product out of the, you know, reach of too many families. And so we've got to find alternative ways of funding our universities. We've sought to do that with out-of-state students. We've sought to do that with other forms of ancillary income, be it philanthropic fundraising or goods and services and other things that we can use to create revenue. We are relentlessly focused on how it is that we can continue to increase our growth of our enrollment, produce more graduates at a higher quality, but do so without going to tuition raises.
Do you think the governor may look serious on the legislature as well about restoring some funding to our community colleges, which I felt was really short-sighted to cut off Pima and I think Maricopa County Community College? What can be done to should that be restored?
The community colleges are facing really difficult challenges as well, and I do hope that they are back on the plate for state investment. Obviously, the governor talked a lot about technical training in his speech, and how that manifests in terms of the budget, I can't predict, but I do think that, you know, if there's one thing we've really got to understand as a state and as a nation, is that unlike the economic strategies of the past, which was agriculture or natural resources or mining or access to the seas, innovation is education-driven, and that is a policy choice. Everybody can make it. It doesn't matter what country you are, where you are in the world. And we've got to, every year, make sure that we are making the same choice in order to compete in the global economy, in the innovation dynamics of this economy, and that means higher education.
Fred Duvall, always a pleasure, and good to have you back on the Arizona Board of Regents, and we'll look forward, Fred, with visiting with you as you get more settled into this particular, the early stages of your term. Thank you, sir.
Thank you as well.
Thanks a lot. Fred Duvall, the newest member of the Arizona Board of Regents. Want to do a quick plug for tomorrow. We've got the mayor. Mayor Rothschild will be our guest. Joe Ferguson's going to be with me from the Arizona Daily Star as we talk with Mayor Rothschild. So much to talk about on the city plate. We've got Steve Rivera, Eye on the Ball, coming up next on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. On behalf of Bob Dio, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.